This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This week we'll be taking a look at the upcoming firearm deer hunt, and we have news about the spring firearm turkey hunt permits and putting safety first. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. As promised, the firearm deer hunt is quickly coming to it, and it's time to, for all of us to prepare. In fact, the top five counties during their respective firearm deer season harvest during the 2018 season included Jackson, which was first at 2440, Adams, which was second at 2339, Randolph, which was third, 2275, Pike, which was fourth, 2056, and Jefferson, 1906. An event that began in 1957 as a rather insignificant hunting season has blossomed into the largest event on the Illinois hunting calendar. In fact, during last year's farm deer hunt, a total of more than half of the deer were taken during the first 3 days of the season. Of the 2019 farm deer season, 55% were male. Can hunters top that figure this year? The farm deer season harvest record of 23,792 was set in 2005. Except for the weather, now everything looks promising for the upcoming hunt. In fact, a bumper crop of whitetails in an all-complete corn harvest and evidence the rut is underway only lends more credibility to these predictions. Biologists say good deer population exists throughout much of the state. The crop harvest is mostly complete and the rut is already well underway. Now weather remains the only unknown factor capable of impacting hunting success. Weather is critical, particularly during the opening three-day weekend. Traditionally, the largest number of deer are taken during this segment of the shotgun deer season. Fewer hunters generally participate during the December segment. As in the past, Illinois deer hunters will have a split season. The first segment of the annual hunt is November 22nd through the 24th. Hunters return to the woods the second segment, December 5th through 8th, and bag limits are one deer per permit, and many hunters have exercised their option to purchase one or more additional permits. One earlier estimate placed the Illinois deer population at 750 to 800,000. This is no real evidence that since that time the numbers have changed. Recent harvest reports from the archery deer season opened October 1st show hunters enjoying excellent success. Many experts do not expect disease to play any significant role in reduced deer number harvest throughout the state. And hunters with permits for the firearm deer season may use shotguns, muzzle-loading rifles, and certain handguns to harvest deer. Once again this year, local hunters will be required to check in their deer by telephone or the Internet. Check stations will be operating only in a limited number of northern Illinois counties. Wildlife biologists are not expecting any big surprises, and at this point feel it all depends on the weather. If favorable weather conditions exist for the first 3 days of the season, Illinois hunters are almost certain to see another excellent deer harvest. Here's more items of interest to local outdoor folks. Looking for more information about the fall firearm deer hunt? We also have that information as well. In fact, the first 3 day segment of the Illinois firearm deer season concludes at a half hour after sunset next Sunday, which is November 24th. That's when it concludes now. Deer firearm hunters in Illinois are reminded in most counties they will register their harvest by telephone or go online through the Illinois Department of Natural Resources website. Hunters should review their deer permits for all the phone numbers and the website details and for details on the kinds of information they need to provide. The IDNR suggests that those calling in their harvest registration not use a cellular phone while in the field. Instead, they should wait for the call until they have good reception by using a landline. Past experience indicates cellular phone drop-off has been a problem for some phone-in registrations. Hunters have until 10 p.m. the day of the harvest to register their harvest. And keep in mind that the turkey permit deadline is nearing as well. Resident hunters may now apply for the first lottery for the 2020 Illinois deer permits online. To apply online, simply go to the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. The application deadline for the first lottery for 2020 resident spring permits is December 1st. Non-residents may apply for the 2020 Illinois wild turkey permits beginning December 3rd. And the IDNR is reminding everyone to put safety first. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to make safety their first priority as they head afield for the state's deer, upland game, waterfowl, and other busy hunting seasons. The IDNR Staff Office of Law Enforcement, which administers the state's hunter safety program, has investigated 6 hunting incidents so far during 2019, 3 of which involved hunters falling from elevated tree stands or falling while climbing in and out of tree stands. In 2018, there were 19 hunting incidents reported in all hunting seasons in Illinois. Among the hunting incidents reported last year, 14 involved tree stands. When utilizing a tree stand, hunters should check that their stand is installed properly. They should check the harness and straps and replace worn straps if needed. Check the ladder and other equipment just to make sure they're in working order. And they also should be aware that weather conditions could make stands and steps a bit slippery. Illinois' busiest hunting season, the 7-day firearm deer hunt, begins on Friday, which runs through Sunday, which is November 22nd through 24th, and will conclude Sunday, December 8th. That's the 5th through the 8th. The archery deer season, which opened October 1st, continues through January 19th. Archery deer season is closed during the 2 long weekends of firearm deer hunting. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.